From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron ended a three-day U.S. state visit, saying he expects President Donald Trump to reimpose sanctions on Iran, threatening to undermine the 2015 nuclear agreement.
Mais c'est en même temps de construire.
But he told reporters he held out hope Mr. Trump will back the French leader's plan for a new deal that addresses some of his concerns. In remarks Wednesday to a joint meeting of the Congress, Mr. Macron urged the U.S. not to abandon it until a new one is in place.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead. That's my position.
Mr. Trump is expected to decide whether sanctions against Iran should be reintroduced, a decision likely coming next month. In Geneva, the U.S. non-proliferation envoy, Christopher Ford, said he expects the U.S. will try to seek to strengthen and expand the existing agreement.
We're not aiming to renegotiate the JCPOA or reopen it or change its terms. We're seeking a supplemental agreement that would in some fashion layer upon it a series of additional rules that help answer restrictions or terms or whatever you might want to call it, parameters that will help answer these challenges more effectively.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to urge Mr. Trump to stay in the Iranian pact when she visits the White House on Friday. In Nigeria's central Benue state, another 11 people reportedly killed a day after 18 people, including two priests, were shot dead by suspected cattle herders. Wednesday's attack left 11 house traders dead in the town of Markurdi, and two mosques were reportedly razed to the ground. President Muhammadu Buhari condemned Tuesday's attack on the church, calling it evil and satanic. This is VOA News. The two Korean leaders are preparing for a historic summit Friday at the truce village Panmunjom, with the North's pledge to denuclearize expected to dominate the agenda. John DeLurie, associate professor at South Korea's Yonsei University, said Kim Jong-un is a different kind of North Korean leader.
Kim Jong-un is quite different from his father. For example, on economic issues, he didn't grow up in the good old days when the socialist economy really worked for North Korea. So he has a fundamentally different orientation. He's letting a lot of the market capitalist tendencies go. He's more similar to the kinds of leaders that we see in China and Vietnam when it comes to economic growth.
DeLurie said Mr. Kim's intentions on the future of his country's nuclear program won't be clear until he meets President Donald Trump, a meeting that could take place in late May or early June. International donors meeting in Brussels pledged more than $4 billion in aid for Syria and countries sheltering refugees. The pledges significantly less than the more than $7 billion the U.N. sought. Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock held out hope for further assistance.
A number of important donors have not yet been in a position to confirm their financing for 2018 because of the status of their internal budgetary discussions. And that includes the United States, which has been providing something more than $1 billion a year in humanitarian assistance to Syria and the region over recent years.
On the ground in Syria, experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Wednesday visited a second site in the town Douma and took samples following a suspected toxic munitions attack. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the legality of President Donald Trump's travel ban limiting people from mostly Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S. over security concerns. Lawyer Neil Katyal argued on behalf of the state of Hawaii, opposed to the ban.
Can we have a president that says, in the terms he has, things like a complete and total shutdown of Muslim immigration should happen in our United States?
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts, a high court ruling expected at the end of June. In Armenia, tens of thousands were back on the streets of the capital Yerevan Wednesday, the opposition accusing the ruling party of refusing to cede power following the surprise resignation Monday of newly appointed Prime Minister and former President Serge Sarkisian. The British parents of terminally ill toddler Alfie Evans lost a court appeal Wednesday, preventing him from traveling to Rome for treatment, despite pleas from Pope Francis and the Italian government. A jury in suburban Philadelphia will deliberate Thursday, a second day in the trial of comedian Bill Cosby accused of sexual assault after drugging and molesting a woman 14 years ago. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.